O-O-O, Mishnah Brura, we grabbed up the Siman Tzadik, if Ches, but I want to go over a few points on Siv Zion, to go over, like, I got more clear, so I want to share that clarity with you, because it can't be you're more clear than I am, because if I was unclear, I want to go over, okay. There's two basic Rishonim Shita. When the Mechaber says in Siv Zion, he says a whole thing, V'yech Meforshim Lehepech, V'roi Lochish V'divrei Shneihem, these are the two basic Shitas. One Shita is, let's call that Mizrach. Part of the confusion when you learn the Sugya is that some Rishonim have their Bateknesios facing Marav. But it's the same thing, if it's Meir of a Mizrach, whatever you call it, is the same. That's what makes the sugya more complicated than it is when you learn it, is you think there's more shitas than there are, but there's really not. It's just which way the Beis Knesset is faced. One shita is that it's talking about you're on, let's say that's Mizrach, and we're facing Mizrach. Is that Mizrach, by the way? I think you once told me, yeah, Beis Shemesh is, that's by coincidence. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't face Mizrach, you face Yerushalayim. By coincidence, we'll call it Beit Shemesh, Yitaka facing Mizrach. What? So, according to one parish, you're standing on the other side of the wall, and you're facing the same way as everyone else. And what's wrong is that A, you're outside the shul, and you're standing outside the shul and davening. And achorav lahechol, and that's bad. You're supposed to, and it's better to turn around and face everyone, and not have achorav lahechol. According to the other shita, you're achorav lahechol. Lahechol is presumably the way everyone's facing. Presumably, you put the Aron Kodesh in the direction everyone's facing. So, according to some Rishonim, that's the Mikra Rosha of the Gemara, is that you're outside the shul and achorav lahechol.
And the other person would not be a Rosha, they would be outside here and have his back facing on that way.
If you, it sounds like that's not so big because you're far away. Like it's not so Mikra that you're achorav lahechol. Here, that's what it sounds okay. Like. The other sheet is that you're that over there, and what you're doing wrong primarily is you're facing in an opposite direction than the whole shul. Okay, so that's the two shitas. One is that the thing wrong is achorav lahechol. I'm not sure about your question. If you're on the other side and you're facing the opposite way, so you're achorav, so why does Rashi say that, Pshat? No, so maybe I'm wrong, and you're right that also is a chisorin. Why do I say that now? Because the Gros says that the reason Rashi didn't say like the other Rishonim is because Rashi holds, even if you're in the shul, you're doing something wrong if you're facing in an opposite direction than everyone else. So why does the Gemara Davka talk about being outside the shul? So that's why Rashi learned you're facing in the same direction. And once you're facing in the same direction, and Rashi learned the thing wrong was achorav lahechol, so obviously you have to be on that side. But then Echanami, according to Rashi, if you're there and you're achorav lahechol, it's also bad. But it's also bad that you're facing in the opposite direction. That's what the Gros says. According to Rashi, if you're facing in the opposite direction, even if you're in the shul, you got a problem. So that's why that's what the Gros says. That's why Rashi learned the pshat that he did. According to the other Rishonim, there's like different madregas. Nikra Rosha is if you're outside the shul facing in an opposite direction. And if you're inside the shul facing in an opposite direction, you're not Nikra Rosha. But it's wrong. It's Asur. It's not a Maila. It's a Chisaron, whatever. But you're not Nikra Rosha, only if you're also outside the shul. Now, the Avada, it's talking about that you're standing Shmona Esrei. The machlekes we saw in the Mishnah Brura is whether it's also at the time that the tzibur is davening Shmona Esrei. In other words, according to what the Mishnah Brura brings down, according to first he brings down a sheet that's only when everybody else is davening Shmona Esrei as well, and then he brings down for the Maimon Mordechai, it's also even if they're not chaylekol, they're not davening Shmona Esrei, but you're certainly davening Shmona Esrei. That's okay.
So you have to be Darmish Meresh in order to be
the Sanhedrin. For the Isser, for the whole thing to apply, the whole sugya, the whole problem, is your Darmish Meresh. The Shiloh that the Mishabura brings down in Sefkot and Tesvav is whether the Tzibur has to be also Darmish Meresh at the time for there to be a problem or not. That's in Sefkot and Tesvav. Anyway, B'yesh Lachosh L'divrei Shneim of the Mechaber is to be chayshish that there's a problem with Achorav Aleichal Hashem and facing in an opposite direction of everyone in the shul. And according to the Gra, and the Pashtus, maybe you're not a Rasha, but in the shul you also have the same problem. To move on. If you're facing either Achorav Aleichal Hashem or you're davening in the opposite direction of everyone else. Okay, I want to go over the Tzadin again. Yes, if cotton your test. What does the Mechaber say? The Gamchen is paralleled the short Tzadin, chutz l'beis haknesses, you're outside the shul, but you're not in the back of the shul, you're on the side of the shul. Like there. So yesh lahachmir to face the beis haknesses. Hainu b'tzofen obedorom. Now really you should face the way everyone's facing. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is Mechadish. That even though the Mechaber says face the base Knesses, face the base Knesses, Mishnah Berurah says no. The first choice is to face the way everyone's facing, Mizrach. But it's talking about that you can't. Umayri b'shiyev shelo lapa fun of the Mizrach, don't she so on the fun of Kumlo Einav? It's a big chiddush, this interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch. That Avada first comes Mizrach, facing the way everyone's facing. If you can't, that's what the Mechaber says, so don't face away from the shul, face towards the shul. And of course the Mishnah Berurah keeps speaking out that all this is if you have some reason to be davening outside the shul. But otherwise, as we're about to learn in the upcoming Se'ifim, you're supposed to daven in the Beis Knesses. All this is just more problematic. Mikra Rasha and all of that. But anyway, it's not, you're supposed to daven in the shul. Then the Mechaber says, "V'cholzek shenika shenafsa achorav beis haknesses." But if you're in a bias or some of the beis haknesses, if you're in a place with walls, so then you stand however you stand. You know, we don't. You're not tied to the beis medrash, to the beis knesses. But I don't know. So if you're in the chutzner beis knesses and it has mechitzos, well, really here, I mean, it has its own. It has its own mechitzos, this outside vestibule. So the Mogen Avram says it has all the problems of the Mechaber. That's not what the Mechaber's exception is. The Mechaber is not talking about Chotzer Beis HaKnesses. He's talking about, I don't know, like a detached house, a place that happens to be, you know, right outside the shul or right next to the shul. But the Chotzer Beis Knesset itself, the Mogen Avram says, is a problem. Because even if it has its own mechitzas and everything, but it's the Chotzer Beis Knesset. So you have a problem if you're facing the opposite way from everybody, etc. Okay, that's the Mogen Avram. Mishnah Berurah talks about down a balcony. So that's what he says. If there would be a balcony in the Mizrach, then you have some shuls, like in front of the Aron Kodesh. In other words, the balcony goes all around, and the Aron Kodesh is not the easternmost thing. There's still space, and the balcony, so the Mishnah Berurah says, you should make a balcony there. Sure, he says, Bikra did its mutter. It's its own head. He granted does not bring down the Mogen Avram, parenthetically. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the Mogen Avram. The Chumrah. Then a Chotzer Beis Knesses, so you could declare, is there a difference between the Chotzer and the Azara? The Mishnah Berurah says, in the Azara, Klaka okay, because it has its own walls, it has its own. That's a Sifkot and Chafal. So they could face. Now, if you're in front of the Aron Kodesh, you can't win, right? According to Rashi, you can't face that way, and according to Tosfos, you can't face that way. So you really, I'm trying to think now. In Be'er Shmuel, where I daven every morning, there are people, because it's a huge Aron Kodesh, and it's like it's not recessed really all the way in. So people are really standing. I'm thinking there. Yeah, I'm thinking there. When the rabbi comes, he lives in America. There's an official rav that no one's goyers. Sort of like Beis Tefillah. There's an official rav, and he comes twice a year to give the Shabbos Hagadol drash and to give the Shabbos Shuvah drash. No, it's a sad story. He made himself rav because he paid for the building of the shul. But if you know the people of my neighborhood, they're very like, it's like a very, it's a chashva neighborhood. Like, they didn't want this guy as well. You can't, they're not going to let somebody just buy his way in to be rov. So they, this is before I moved in to move on. It was a bad scene. So, and now he's officially rov. He comes, he gets his cover twice a year. And everybody's happy now. He doesn't bother them, they don't bother him. They go to the Shabbos, they go to his Joshua, but they don't go. What's the difference? Anyway, but now I'm thinking he sits, it's all the way in the front. Oh, the Teretz is, it's not a horrible Heichal Hashem. He's like with everybody. Because the whole tzibah's facing Aron Kodesh. Okay, and he's just in front of Aron Kodesh, but he's not a horrible Heichal Hashem either. He's standing on the side. And he's facing together with the calls. So I guess that's no problem. Because it's in the same direction as the calls. So you don't have Tosfos' problem. You don't have Rashi's problem because he's not a horrible Heichal Hashem. He's like flush with the Aron Kodesh. He's not a horrible Heichal Hashem. Yeah, so he's on the side. Now, according to Rashi, you're on the other side of the wall. So you're called a horrible Heichal Hashem. The angle is already. What? We'll learn about that because there's some people, there's different ruchos you may want to face for different reasons. Whether you have to angle yourself to face, that has nothing to do with Aron Kodesh, that has to do with Mizrach or with Yerushalayim. You should face Yerushalayim. But you should really, if Yerushalayim is that way, you should really, if it is, I don't know. If Yerushalayim is pretty much straight that way, okay? The truth is, when you're by the Kaisel, you should be to the left. You should tilt to the left. That's where the Kachar Kachim is, to the left. You should be tilting to the left. The Makom HaMikdash is to the left when you're according to most Shitas. According to most Shitas. Now you have the new upcoming Shita, you know, that it's between the two mosques. Yeah.
You say you could dive into the whole area.
But you're supposed to face the, when you're at the Kaisel, you should be facing the Makom HaMikdash, which is to the left, Papashkas. Unless he held, okay. No, because according to the new Shita, it is pretty much in front of you.
Maybe it's only when you're on the Harbais, just because at that point you turn towards the Mikdash. And when you're outside, you face toward the Harbais.
You're still facing the Harbais.
When you're in New York, when you're in Beit Shemesh, you're facing the and when not towards, I don't know, I'm just.
The Lashon is, when you're in Yerushalayim, you face the Mikdash. There's no Har HaBayis Madrega. When you're in Yerushalayim, you face the Mikdash. When you're in the Mikdash, you face the Kachar Kachar.
Har HaBayis is in the Mikdash?
No. You could say, according to the Rambam, Yerushalayim is the Mikdash. But it says, when you're in Yerushalayim, you face the Mikdash. That's the Rambam by... The Rambam by Lulav and Shofar, that's the famous Rambam. So when the Mishnah says Mikdash, it means you hold Yerushalayim. Okay, we'll get up to there, how you should position yourself if you want to become rich or smart. Anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah says in the Azaros, you could use the kula of the Machaber, that it's its own Rishus. But then he says, Yosef told Benan, Yesh Mefakkim Bazer. I guess that maybe it's like the Chotzer Beis HaKnesses of the Mogen Avram, where it's not Poshut that it has the kula of being its own Rishus. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, best refrain from making a balcony east of the Aron Kodesh. Better when you're building a shul, don't do that. That's in Sukkot and Chafal.
The word Azara means balcony?
Yes. No. In the Mishnah Berurah here it does, yeah. Okay, Sivkot M'ches. Sivkot M'ches is a big chumrah, but there's so many loopholes that it's almost never negeya. Also, where chutz l'beis haknesses, you're not allowed to pass by the door of a shul when the people are davening, and you're not going in. That's a chutzpah. You don't want to be part of them. Also, where chutz l'beis haknesses, b'tzad she'pesach pesuach bo. See, when in the previous sugya, the sugya said Achori Beis HaKnesses, so that's the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, if it's the side with the doors or the side without the doors. Here it certainly means, well, what's the Gemara's Lashon here? Maybe I wrote down the Lashon of Gemara. It also says Achori Beis HaKnesses, but here it's certainly the side of the door, because the whole point is you're not going in. The Shabura says, I am the Bir Agra. We have a volunteer to get a bra. Okay, thank you. Simon Sadik. But only, it's written in the Constitution. We have to follow the Pesukim of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, I am Bir Agra. We have to look it up. That's my Shul's Constitution. Yeah. We can't be left. Hey, we're also Orthodox. I am a Bir Agra. So what does the Bir Agra say? Kosav. Places Re. Kosav. Tofresh Yud. I don't know. Places Rid. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Right. Thank you. Brachos. Right. Kosav. But he writes Kosav, singular. That's what threw me. But you're right. Kosav Tosfos Rabbeinu Yonah, the Chan L'Divrei Hakol, the Tzad She'Pesach Pasuach. The Lashon HaGemara is the same as in the previous Se'if Achorei Beis HaKnesses. But here, L'Chuli Alma, it means the Tzad She'Pesach Pasuach. And he has some more Marim HaKaim, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah wants us to see. That here it definitely means, even though the Lashon HaGemara is the same, but here it for sure means, because the point is you're not walking in. B'shar Shatshiva Mispalalin. I am a prima godim, Sheikh Lachman, a fiddle based kriya, Shma Psuke de Zimra. Wow. So that's really something. Oh, there's so many. What?
But the Poshmashash.
Yeah, Mispalalin means Shmona Esrei. Mispalalin means Shmona Esrei. In the Mechaber. Throughout Hilchos Tefillah, Mispalalin means Shmona Esrei.
But you're passing by. They're up to
Shmoneh Esrei. You gotta go in. Now we're gonna see all the exceptions. May Shanira Kekoifer, Kivishenu Nichlus Lehisbalin. Okay. The Yemnose Masul. You're carrying something, which means you're obviously, you're in the middle of working. You're in the middle of doing something. Oshalovish Tfilin. So you're obviously not Paragoyal, because you're walking around with Tfilin. A Paragoyal doesn't walk around with Tfilin. Oshiesh Bechsech Nasus Becher Be'ir. But there's another shul in town. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkot M'chafei, what is other minyanim in this shul? Oshiesh Bechsech Nasus E Pesach Acher, but there's another dua. Oshirochim El Gabe Behema. So it's not practical. You can't find a parking spot. Right? So what are you going to do? Mutter. So you have all these loopholes. it renders the halacha almost like not sort of make. But I'll tell you the truth. I was thinking like very not practical halacha, but then I was thinking, you know, you have, let's say, a yishuv, a moshav. There's only one shul. There's only one minyan. And you're walking by, and you're not obviously involved in something. You know what I'm talking about? You know, any moshav, it could be very, very nogeya. You know, we're used to minyanim and shuls. You know, we're urban people. But in, yeah. There's not more than one minyan, and you're walking by, so you have to walk in. And the Gemara is very machmir. This is the famous Gemara. Achori ari velo achori isha. The Gemara says, better walk behind an ari than behind an ishish. Achori isha. What? Rashi says it. That's one of those Rashis that every once in a while says ishish. And you wonder why Rashi dafka said ishish. Here's one of the places. And then it says, achori isha velo achori beis haknesses b'shoa shatzibur mispalim. So it's like really heavy. No, you shouldn't just walk by. Everybody's davening and you're like going your merry way. You know, we don't think of it as being nogeya, but then I started thinking on a moshav, it could be very, very nogeya. We're in a bungalow colony. You could use it, you could take advantage of some of the loopholes. You could make it obvious that you're in the middle of something, and that's why you're not going in. It's not because yes, you have to go in. Right, but you're not allowed to do is walk by and not go in. Also, lavor without going in. It's not nikar. You can't walk by. We're talking about walking by. We're not talking about staying in your. In your bungalow, we're talking about don't walk by the Pesach. Look, if there's another Pesach, it's also okay. Actually, there's a you can't walk out. That's another issue to walk out of shul while they're davening. That's
so. All these things were asked. You walked in. You're not guilty because you walked in. Stay at the davening.
Now we have a stira. Whoever's lucky enough to have been there when we were learning Hilchos Chanukah, here it says that if there's another door, there's no problem because people won't be choshed you because they'll think you're walking in the other door. But in Hilchos Chanukah it says, don't forget that when there's another side, so people will say, just like you didn't light on this side, you didn't light on the other side. Right? But if they're on different sides, so people will be chayshin to you that you didn't like. So everybody says terusim. Let's see. Picture Abbeis Yosef. I'm reading now from the Mogan Avraham, the Chus Chanukah. Picture Abbeis Yosef, Betzim and Sadik, Sik Fichas, that's us. I'm reading on him, Yeshu Beisach Nezus Pesach Hachem Mutter. The way I'm reading him, that people will say, Mid the Beholo Ayil, Bohanami lo ayo. The T rates, his name is because of Chisori Kiss. Linear the Loy Kashamidi, Morgan Avram says. The Hosom ain't on Tam Shaduhu, Shalo Yikone is Lobesa Knesses. The Behemoth come upon him who tore it by a sock of Insaklelus Lobesa Knesses. Elahatam Kimoshkot of Rashi. The Shaholic Somok Lobesa Knesses. Nirik Purik oil, umavaza beis haknesses. Shavu bishen unichnas law, holech somuch law. Davalo lihisrachek mimeno, ulihisbayesh, bemesheni yocholi kones law. And Abram in Hilchos Chanukah says, it's not so much that you're not going in. It's, you're like, you're callous. I'm not part of this. I have nothing to do with it. I don't care. There's no bizui beis haknesses. It's not so much the actual chashad. He says, how come you're not going in? People will maybe assume you're not going in because you have no time. It's a desire to act like that. The act of walking by, the Mogan Avram says.
But I hear the opposite.
No, if it's obvious that you're involved in something, you're carrying a package. So there's like the no bizayim. He says, but the nakuda is bizayim. He says, you should be ashamed. You should walk far away. Like you're walking by the door and you're not going in. It's not a bizayim.
It's
an act of bizayim. It's not so much that people. This is what I'm about to be saying. It's not so much that people are going to be chayshin him for anything. It's inherent. It's an act of bizayim. He's dissing the base classes. Maharabram says, if there's another door, this walking by this door is not an act of bizayim. You're not going in. You're not going in. Okay, you don't like Maharabram's tire, it's fine. No, I'm serious. I understand what he's saying. You can act from something. I want to say what Maharabram, because it's a chiddush in the perspective of the halacha we're learning. He's saying it's not so much the chashad. And the Lashon is talk of much more like the Magen Avraham. It's not so much the chashad of people, that people will think you're not from. It's an act of bizoya. And he even goes to the extent of saying, like, you should be embarrassed. You should walk far away. You shouldn't walk by the door and just ignore. Like, you should be embarrassed. You shouldn't walk by. Like a guy comes to Meyrick. And he doesn't stay for night, say, and he leaves. You should be embarrassed. You shouldn't even come to Meiriv. Don't come to Meiriv. Don't like walk out. That's what he's saying. That's for sure not a chashad.
Right, so he's saying it's the same thing.
He's saying here also, it's not a chashad. It's not a chashad. It's a shvach a chashad. People will understand you're busy. It's an act of bizayon. You should be misbayesh that you're not walking in. And the mail, if there's another door, there's no bizayon. I'm saying in Hilchos Chanukah, it's a chashad. Listen, everybody says Teirutz. The Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Beis Yosef. This is like a famous kasha. Not as famous as the Beis Yosef's kasha. In Hilchos Chanukah. I want to say over the Magen Avraham because it's a whole perspective on the halacha that we've learned. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you.